We're going to have a great march to San Francisco. We're going to come back here. We're going to have another rally. We're going to hear from Malik Wahid from New Orleans, and also from the American Indian Movement leaders, Brandon Bellacourt. And we're going to have music from Floyd Red Crowd Westerman. So please come back here. We're going to have a great second rally. Now I want to introduce Silvio from Youth and Students Answer.
First of all, I'd like to express the outrage of students at the decision of the Supreme Court in favor of the anti-gay military, ruling that schools have a choice. They must either allow military recruiters on their campuses or lose federal funding. That decision was not only a decision in favor of war, but it was also a decision in favor of bigotry. Now, not that this came as a surprise to us, because we know what the priorities of this government are. Many youth, especially youth of color, have no economic alternatives to military service. Our schools are getting closed down. Our teachers have to struggle for decent wages. And the Bush administration can get billions of dollars to fund war and occupation. Now, Youth and Student Answer is here today demanding that the military get out of our schools. We're demanding money for education, not for occupation. But we don't forget that our fight is part of a bigger struggle. We believe that Iraq is the weakest link of the U.S. empire today. We believe that getting the troops out of Iraq will be a huge victory for our movement. But we know that that alone is not going to strike a death blow to imperialism. At least, not as long as we have a blockade against Cuba. Not as long as countries like Iran are being threatened with wars and sanctions. Not as long as workers, as people of color, as immigrants are being attacked by this government. Not as long as leaders like Hugo Chavez of Venezuela are being demonized for standing up against U.S. interests. Not as long as the people of Palestine cannot go back to their homeland. Each of the struggles that is being represented here today is a front in the resistance to imperialism. And we must all embrace each and all of these struggles as our own. Youth and Student Answer would like to invite everyone here to participate in a day of youth and student resistance to imperialism taking place this Monday, March 20th. We're going to have events and actions at UC Berkeley, San Jose State, Sonoma State, Laney College, Castro Valley High, and there will be many others organizing walkouts, teach-ins, and demonstrations throughout the country. We want to invite all youth here to join us in our youth and student contingent at the front of the march. We're meeting at McAllister and Larkin right over there. We have an informational table for those who want to continue organizing after this weekend. We're very, very proud to be here with you today. Thank you very much.
Support the United States' unjust and dehumanizing foreign policy in the Arab world or anywhere in the world. Our next speaker is a dedicated Palestinian activist and member of the National Council of Arab Americans. Please welcome Jess Hanan.
All right, are you ready for freedom?
Yeah.
Are you ready for freedom?
Yeah.
Are you ready for freedom?
Yeah.
Hey, brothers and sisters, this is a very important historical moment. It's a moment for clarity, it's a moment for strength, and it's a moment for unity. The war on terror and the occupations of Iraq and Palestine and Afghanistan are really a war and assault on people of color all over the world, especially in the Middle East. It's time to stop the racist attacks against Arabs and Muslims here and in the world. And these racist attacks are not just occurring in Iraq and Palestine. It's a racist attack on our communities here. The Patriot Act, the ports issue, domestic spying, these are assaults to our civil rights. Our freedoms are being directed at communities of color, and all of these civil liberties must be protected. These assaults must stop now. Brothers and sisters, there's ethnic cleansing in Iraq and Palestine, just like there's ethnic cleansing in New Orleans and Louisiana. They're building apartheid walls in Palestine. They're building apartheid walls on the border with Mexico. We are calling for an end to all racist occupations in Iraq, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Haiti, in the Philippines. We are asking for an end to all racist attacks here and abroad. And we are demanding that Palestinians and the people of Louisiana be given the right to return to their homes. Are you ready for justice? Are you ready for freedom? Bring the troops home. End all occupations. Stop racist attacks. Stand up for freedom and justice. Thank you.